So, Pierre, we catch up once again, and this time in prison. So, tell me, how did you become involved with INSEAD?
Well, first of all, Elaine, I'm happy to share a moment with you and the auditors again. For the third time, actually, isn't it? First time I remember it was travels and routes and personal quest around the world. Second time was about fairy tales and legends of all sorts of Breton small creatures hiding in a forest of Belgrade. But anyway, how I became involved with INSEAC is that, well, it's since last September, really. And I think that when things have to happen, they just happen, don't they? I do not believe in coincidence. Well, last year in May, I had just finished a degree in the University of Rennes called the DEC, Diplôme d'études Celtiques, Diploma in Celtic Studies. It's a course about Brittany and Celtic countries, history, geography, politics, arts, music. And I did that for 2 years. Every Thursday, I was going to Rennes back and forth and taking notes, writing essays. And it was a lot of work, actually, but I was really motivated and I loved every single moment and it was so interesting. I guess because I love learning and studying, but I do it because I want to share my knowledge, you know? So when I was graduated, then I thought, okay, Pierre, you've been a student for so many years. Couldn't you be now that teacher teaching to students? So, I mean, passing knowledge is something I've been doing for the last 25 years, really. So as a trainer, when I worked in the humanitarian field, and more recently as a tour guide. So I sent basically a couple of CVs to various universities, to the UBO, Université de Bretagne Occidentale, and to the INSEAC right here, and I got called for an interview. So I talked to Linda, I met Chris in June, my colleague, and they both gave me as much information as possible so that I could start preparing the modules for September. And here we are now.
And so this, what actually is your position? It is as teacher?
Well, in French it's called officially enseignant vacataire. Huh? Uh-huh. I don't know, how would you say part-time teacher, or it's a fixed-term contract, huh? Right. Renewable. Students are preparing a master's degree in culture and communication. It's basically English applied to international challenges of artistic and cultural education. The English module is 36 hours altogether. So again, I work together with my colleague Chris, and we have 18 hours per semester. We do a lot, actually, in a short period of time. It's intense, huh? From, say, presenting yourself, talking about an artist or a work of art, making a pamphlet, getting tools on how to make a CV and a cover letter in English, and doing a real tour guide as a final exam in April.
So tell us about this actual project then. What is going on, this tour guide project? Because I believe they work in small groups.
Yes, there will be actually two groups of students. If I remember, it's 14 students in La Roche-Jagut and 12 in La Prison here. It will take place on Monday, the 8th of April. In the afternoon, say 3 p.m. onwards, students will have prepared a specific theme, specific place in the castle or in the gardens, or here in La Prison, and they will guide their small group of visitors for about 15 minutes, just like being a real tour guide.
So will it be the same students doing the tour here as in La Roche-Jagut?
No, they are two separate. I will be with my group in La Roche-Jagut, and Chris will be with her students here in Guingamp.
Okay, so you're not actually doing the prison one?
No, I won't be
there.
You're
up in the castle.
Exactly.
Superior. What a contrast, a prison to a castle.
Indeed.
No, that's beautiful up there. How have you found it actually going into teaching?
Well, it's very exciting. I mean, it's new to me. I'm always happy to take on challenges. Just like my job as a tour guide, I put the best I can for the students and this project, really. I love the way that this module is very practical. We really want this English course to be useful. I mean, if you want, in culture and communication nowadays, if you want to work, in communication and culture nowadays, you do need English, don't you? You can't avoid it. I worked in the training unit of several humanitarian missions in West Africa and Haiti, and I learned so much there. I mean, not only professionally, but also in terms of cross-cultural interactions. So I'm happy to share this knowledge and experience, and hopefully it's more than teaching a subject, really. And I have to say that with Chris, it's a great combination. I have lived in Ireland for a couple of years, and I feel now to immerse myself again into the British culture. I've changed totally my daily routine. I used to listen to the Breton radio, now I switch to the BBC, round
BBC.
The clock.
Oh, yes.
Indeed, Radio 4. So I don't know anything anymore about what happens in France, but I know all about what happens in the UK. Tories,
do you
neighbors,
really want to know? Yes.
Democrats,
disasters,
the archers, weather forecasts,
yes.
Name it, I know it all.
The NHS falling apart,
oh my God.
Trains not running, it's a disaster zone.
So,
they're good. No, well done, you. So, have you enjoyed doing this?
Yes, again. Again, it's a great challenge, and I'm happy to contribute and to do something different, and I'm happy to be part of this INSEAC project and work together.
Because they are mature students, aren't they? The students on the INSEAC course,
yes, in most of them in their 20s.
Yes, and often have a job outside of.
Well, some of them yes, some of them no. Depends on their situation.
But they will surely have once their English has improved, thanks to you.
Exactly. I mean, really, it's a great master. I really think it's a great degree. And hopefully they'll have a great career ahead.
And they'll remember your inspired teaching.
Well, let's see.
Thank you very much, Pierre.
Thanks.